Welcome to the Projector Movement Podcast, the ultimate mystery school for projectors, weaving astrology, holistic psychology, and earth-based ritual to empower you to step into your role as a guide for the future. This is for you, the 20% of the world that's inherently different than everyone else. We're projectors, we're different, and we love it.
Hello, projectors. Thank you for tuning in to this Projector Movement podcast episode, where we are going to be discussing how we can align to get more invitations if we are at a place where we are feeling blocked or just simply wanting to understand more about the way our unique design works, waiting for the invitation. And as I was thinking about this today, and truthfully, I've been thinking about this for a while, there's so many unique components and dynamics to how we attract people into our life without initiating. And I'll be doing a series of podcasts throughout the year that's going to go into different areas of this. But today I wanted to start specifically breaking down our aura, because truthfully, our aura is the representative to the universe, to other people, our relations. Our aura is communicating. And whatever it is that it's communicating, that is where we are either receiving or not receiving correct invitations. So today, I'm going to go into understanding a bit more of what our aura is, what is it made of, and most importantly, how do we take care of our auric field? How can we strengthen it? How can we align with the truth of ourselves so that it's communicated out into the world in this energetic plane that projectors, we really are here to live within? We really master and translate and communicate on an energetic plane that can't be seen with the tangible eye. It's not the generating world that we live in. It is felt. And our aura, to start off, is the most penetrative of all auras. I like to use the analogy of projectors. We are, or our auras are like a boombox megaphone speaker. And those of our generating friends, their auras communicate more like headphone sets, so tinier speakers. And if you know, you've had any experiences similar to me or clients I work with, you know, projectors, when we express an emotion, let's say it's happiness, when we are happy, we are exaggerating this emotion, not because we're intentionally doing it. It's just what's being communicated energetically, where when our generating friends are happy, the way that they're received is still happy, but it's in a much more sometimes palpable way, where we can be sometimes looked as, you know, intense. And that can come through with, it really does, with all of our emotions, our anger. And when we look with our eye, we can think that we are expressing the same emotion. But again, our aura is penetrative, and it really is a catalyst that can change the overall state of an entire environment that we're in. So that's one thing to be aware, that what is communicating outside of us is coming out a lot louder, even though people can't hear it. So what is made up in our aura? What is coming out of us? So there's many different things. And again, this is a theory of mine. Take what you will. And if this isn't resonating, please feel free to leave it. What my experience and understanding of what's emitting from our aura is our internal world. And the one caveat that I want to just name within the projectors for us is that we don't have a privacy between our inner and outer worlds, where generators have a much greater ability to perhaps be feeling really sad, but because they have, you know, a lower speaker decibel of an aura or their energy coming out, they're able to hide a bit more. Where if we're feeling sad, even if we're trying to put a happy face on, our sadness or our anger or our anxiety can be felt or perceived in the environments we're in. So our aura is made up of our emotions. It's made up of our thoughts. And one thing I know with, you know, working for the last 6 or 7 years with projectors is that oftentimes projectors are running a lot of mental programs for many reasons. We won't get into them now, but oftentimes for us to have found safety in the world, we have run up into the mind. And the mind, you know, where our lovely egos live, is a construct that is based in fear. So worried about this, trying to accomplish this, thinking, analyzing this place, and I'm not knocking this place, thank God for this place. We have found our home or our place of existence. And I will say projectors were beyond brilliant. And we've created these programs and belief systems, and they have kept us safe in a world that really didn't teach us. You know, I like to say we didn't go to projector preschool. We didn't go to projector elementary school, high school, college. So we really came without a proper tool belt to exist in this world with tools and strategies and to taking care of ourselves and taking care of our auric field. So oftentimes we have these, I see, you know, I can relate myself. There's these brilliant projectors that have all of the dreams and visions on what their mission is and how to impact the world and how to change. But they are living in the mind. And wherever they go, they are, you know, beautiful projector beings wanting to seek attention when we are pushing from the mind or we're trying really hard or we're living from fear. Our true self, our true nature that is connected to the divine, to God, to our mission, is being drowned out by a lot of the other energies. So again, our aura is consisted of our emotions. It's consisted of our mental chatter. And if we have not done or have practices to feel our emotions, to come into our bodies, to exist from our heart space, from our sacral space, more so than the mind, as brilliant as we are, our aura is communicating an intensity that typically tells people to stay away, or it's just a little too much, you know? And I want to name as well, I'm all for expression, but myself included, sometimes, you know, if we're being radically honest with ourselves, we can feel when we're a bit too much. It's not our fault. It's not our fault at all why we get saturated with life, why we have all of this energy that runs up into the mind. So again, not our fault, but our opportunity to come back into balance, because life truly wants to come through us and guide us from a new counterpoint. We don't need in this world more mind-driven beings. And with our minds being with this loud aura, we don't need more mental chatter being projected out into the world. We need more heart-centered beings. So where I want to move to next is an analogy. If you've heard me speak for sometime, you know, I like to speak in metaphor and analogy. And what I want to say is oftentimes, why does our aura get so out of alignment? Well, we talked about that a little bit, but I want to give you an analogy of kind of the projector essence in this, you know, as we operate in life. We are like sponges. We come into environments and we are just porous, and we absorb and we absorb and we absorb energy. We absorb conversation. We absorb emotion. We absorb light, sound, all of these things. And not knowing this throughout life, no one really taught us how often we have to wring out our own sponge. Side effects of not wringing out the sponge is a lot of mental energy coming up into the mind. It's a lot of personalizing energetics of spaces, emotions of others, and feeling that it's ours. It tends to, when we don't wring out our sponge, create this hamster wheel-like motor that we're just going and going and going. We can stay in that. And then also at times, and it typically comes after we've been burning our wheels too fast and we haven't taken the necessary time to wring out our sponge, that we can go from hyperactivity to complete burnout, sickness, withdrawal. Because the sponge is basically so full and it has nothing else to do but completely withdraw to try to find some way to wring itself out. So again, you know, notice where you're at. I know me throughout my life, I can see myself in the complete, you know, overdoing hamster wheel cycle, pushing against life, trying, creating, forcing, anxious, these sorts of things, to the total opposite side where it's, you know, I'm physically sick, I'm emotionally sick, I'm totally more of the depressive side, the retreat mode, isolated, hopeless. And like I said, sickness comes in. I want to invite us all to begin to be in relationship with this sponge-like quality within ourselves. I think for me, it's helped as this beautiful metaphor to know that everywhere we go, if it's the grocery store, if it's coffee with a friend, if it's working with wherever you work, with the clients, with humans, anytime, it could be a phone call, anytime we're interacting with a human, we are absorbing. Which means every time we finish that interaction, can we take time to come back to ourselves? Can we wring out our sponge? This will create spaciousness in our aura. When we wring out our sponge, we don't do it from the mind, we do it from the body. And I'm going to move into in a moment some really beautiful practices that can help us wring the sponge out. And I want to invite you, as I said, we didn't go to the projector school system. So had we would have learned how to do this as regularly as brushing our teeth. So this invitation for all of us at this time is to commit to being in this world in a totally new way. Commit to doing this as ritual throughout your day, as a part of your life, not, oh, I can do this for a month and then I'm good. That's not the relationship we want to have with taking responsibility for our aura, taking responsibility for our wringing ourselves out. So hopefully this is making sense. And I really believe the more that we do this, the more that we prioritize ourself, our needs, our spacious, more embodied, more relaxed feminine nature that the projector essence is, we open up to life for invitations to be seen in our beingness. And that is another big awareness, that we are more powerful in our embodied beingness than any sort of wisdom, you know, truth bomb that we're dropping to people. And this process of coming back into a spacious presence can often feel counterintuitive to how we have designed our life to be successful, to work, to connect. But in order for us to be the guides of the future, we have to maybe walk a path that doesn't make a lot of sense to align with the energetics of the feminine energy that's coming through, that the projectors are here to guide. So how do we wring out this sponge? How do we take care of our auric field? I'm going to just list a few practices that I do on a daily basis that I find to be extremely helpful. One of them is simply pausing between interaction, whether if I'm going out with a friend and I get back in the car and I just completely take a few deep breaths and then set the intention to come back to myself. Sometimes I'll use some essential oils. Anything involving the sensory, touch, smell, these sorts of things can bring us back to our center, can disconnect us from one interaction to coming back home to our baseline. If I've been in a lot of stimulation, let's use the grocery store, coming home and doing some sort of a shaking practice, shaking the arms, shaking the legs, intentionally releasing any sort of energetics that I picked up and coming back to my center. Another beautiful way of rinsing out our sponges is the use of cold water. I know cold plunging is on the trending right now for really beautiful reasons. It can really reset the nervous system. If that is too intense for you, my invitation would be to just submerge your hands in some cold water, or bringing just cold water on your face and inviting that shifting of the vagal nerve, shifting of the nervous system to reset yourself, or even setting the intention in the water to remove any energies that aren't yours and to come back to your center. Grounding into nature, whether that's placing your hands into the ground or simply walking outside, nature is like, how can I describe it? It's like the most organic sage that you can ever, you know, be within, just allowing nature and the elements and the air to remove any sort of excessive energy that isn't yours to come back to yourself. Another really, really powerful practice for projectors to not only release our, you know, excessive energy that we're absorbing, but to actually strengthen our auric field is through breath work or Kundalini yoga, which is a form of yoga that involves a lot of breathing. This can really help in times of feeling completely withdrawn or low energy, more of a isolating type state, depression. It also can help balance out when we're in a hyperactive state or going, coming back into our breath. And then the last practice that I think is really beautiful. I talk about this often, projectors, our bodies are designed more feminine in nature and our minds are designed more masculine. We're generators, it's the reverse. So they have more masculine bodies that can do, but their mind is typically more feminine, designed to pleasure and play, more easy than it is for the projector, more masculine mind. So anything that gets us back into our bodies helps our aura balance out. So the types of practices like stretching or restorative yin-based yoga Tai Chi, anything that's starting to slow the body down and getting us in connection with mind and body and breath at a slower rhythm that, if you were anything like me, at times felt like watching paint dry. It was really tedious. But now that I've stuck with these practices for the last years, my being has opened up so much more spaciously, that there's space between my thoughts. And that's not a place I stay all day long, but it's a place that I have built a muscle, a memory to come back to, that when I begin to catch myself in a more fast pace, or I start to feel myself in a more slowed down or, you know, hopeless place, I know that there's a truth that I can connect to that's always there. And the more I practice that place, the more readily and easier it is for me to come back to it. So I hope at this time you were able to receive some pearls of wisdom, some new ways to start to live your life more in balance with the needs of our aura. The more our aura is in balance, the more spaciousness, the more that we're living connected into our bodies, the more life will welcome you with aligned invitations. And truthfully, it's not even about the invitations as much as it is you feeling spacious and free and connected in this lifetime, that your existence isn't just about doing things for others and missions and all these things that we're here to have as a part of our destiny, but success in the bigger picture is us feeling free and connected. Us feeling that we have authority and autonomy over our emotional bodies, over our physical bodies, and that we know how to take care of our feminine, more feminine essence, energy that exists within our body, that will look different than every other human around you that's not a projector. Okay, I wish you all a beautiful day. Even after this podcast, can you take a moment to come back to yourself, to allow whatever emotions are there? Can you pause for maybe 2 to 10 minutes, connected to your breath, and begin to see the subtle shifts that take place in your life moving forward? May you have a blessed day. Sending my love. Until the next time, take care.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you felt the magic. If you're not already part of our community over on Instagram, come and join us at Projector Movement. We also have some incredible offerings that will serve as a guide in your life and will ignite your projector spirit over on our website, projectormovement.com. Until next time, remember who you are. Remember who you are.